I'm telling these tears go and fall away, oh, may the last one burn into flames. What is up, Wisconsin? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. So what did you think of the debate? Today is a debate show. That is what we're going to be talking about. Of course, we'll also have Maggie and the Millionaires talking money at 3 p.m., but the rest of it is going to be about the debate, because what a debate it was. I want to hear from you, but of course I'll tell you all what I think as well. But what do you think? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. If you're an independent and undecided, maybe you're a recovering Republican, did the debate change your mind? Why or why not? If you know independents or centrists or people that maybe don't always vote, do you think it changed their minds? Is it going to matter? Brian, my wonderful producer, and I have inquiring minds, and we would like to know what you think. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We're going to have a real special guest joining us in a little bit to talk about the debate. I'm super excited to have the guest. I'm not going to tell you who it is yet, but you're not going to want to miss their hot takes. Brian, I called you last night because I was like a little kid Christmas morning during the debate. I just was, wow, I've got on my Madam President t-shirt today. If you watch us on YouTube or the Book of Faces. Yeah, it was incredible. What did you think, my friend? I was giddy.
I have two thoughts on the debate. The first one is, and the other one is, that's the scariest thing I've seen in ever, because that man was talking on stage and there are a lot of people who want him to have power, and that scares the crap out of me.
Yeah, I think, frankly, Brian, everybody's reaction is valid, but I think your reaction is especially correct, if I can say that. I fully endorse Brian's maniacal laughter in part response, because some of it was back guano crazy. Like, turnabout is fair play. We will talk all about it. But the other impression that you had, Brian, I agree with too. Like, holy cow. Millions of people think that that is acceptable. I don't understand it. I don't know how any person who's being honest could look at that performance and think anything other than, who is the nutbag in the baggy suit with the orange glowering? He was sweaty. He was old. He made no sense. The things he did say were downright frightening or just frankly insane. He couldn't even look at her.
Yeah, he couldn't even look at her. He was so weak, he couldn't look at her.
That is not someone I want leading our country. I forget any of the policies. Just on their ability to handle what is the highest stakes kind of encounter that you could possibly imagine. How can that guy be expected to interact with world leaders or to stand up to dictators, as he said, oh, they would never do anything bad when I'm in charge? How is that guy supposed to, that performance is supposed to convince me that he wouldn't be susceptible to manipulation by world leaders? Are you out of your stinking mind? It was absolutely a blowout. Blowout. And I love the fact, on this same kind of point, Brian, I love the fact that the conservative talkosphere, of course, has to find someone that's responsible whose name isn't Donald Trump for that terrible performance. So it's, of course, TV's most highly rated television news personality, David Muir, brings in more millions of viewers every night on the World News Tonight on ABC than does any cable pundit, than does any talking head on MSNBC, Fox News, CNN combined.
Maggie,
people listen to David Muir. You're going to blame the newscasters?
Maggie, my mother-in-law, who is a Trump-loving Republican, loves David Muir. And I think she might actually turn on Trump based on him dissing David Muir. Just so you know.
He's a handsome guy.
He's a handsome and reliable guy. He's got that nice, kind of soft way about him that's just, it's just nice, and you just kind of want to hang out and listen to him tell you stuff. Yeah,
David Muir is basically the anti-fancy Brian Kelly, anti-man. Like, he's the opposite of you and I. We're emotive, excitable. David Muir, smooth, dulcet, calming tones, never gets upset, didn't get upset yesterday, just kept moving through. And the other moderator, Lindsay Davis, who hosts World News Tonight on the weekends when David Muir has a couple days off, she was the same way. Completely placid. They didn't get flustered. I frankly thought it was one of the best debate moderation performances in the Trump era. Light touch fact checking. I mean, he said a lot of lies. They fact checked the most outlandish of them. But that's my producer, Brian Kelly. I'm Maggie Dawn. That's what we're thinking. What are you all thinking? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Phones and text lines are open. Eric from Madison texting in on the WMDX line says this: Maggie, after watching the post-debate ad hoc focus groups with undecided voters, I'm convinced that they're really just Trump voters who are trying to rationalize voting for someone who gave such a horrific performance last night. I gotta admit, I saw some of those roundtables, and like every network had a version of them, right? And there was a lot of, well, I don't know if it really... A few people, I believe CNN's roundtable, out of seven of the voters that were supposedly undecided that they talked to, five basically moved towards Kamala Harris. But I think a lot of that is just random and totally unreliable. Like, seven people does not a statistically significant sample size make, right?
I'm amazed they found any, like, seven people that had no opinions to begin with.
In like some of the toss-up Pennsylvania counties too, it's like Pennsylvania is ground zero. It's like Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, ground zero. Wow, you're undecided still? Those people exist? What I would buy is maybe a low propensity voter, like someone who just doesn't get into the politics so much. Lama from Madison, also on MDX line, saying Kamala took Trump out to the woodshed. You can see it on Trump's face that he isn't getting away with his crap anymore. Hear, hear. It was impressive. I've also heard these random allegations that she was given the questions. Stupid. That's not how this works.
Whether she's given the questions or not, if you ask me, what do you think that they're before the debate? What do you think they're going to ask about? I'm going to say the exact things that they talked about.
Right, that they asked about.
If you can't figure out what the questions are, maybe you have the problem, Trump campaign.
That is exactly right. What you saw was the difference between prepared and unprepared. That was the difference. You always know what the topics are going to be. Again, this is why trial lawyers, like I said yesterday, are so great at this. You don't know exactly the order of what's going to occur in a courtroom in the middle of a trial, right? You don't exactly know what the witness is going to say, but you know the things that you have to ask the witness about. You know your documents, you know your facts, you know what you can use to nail the witness who's going to lie. That's what she did. She was prepared. Trump thought he could wing it. Did he think he was at another rally? Did they not tell him it wasn't a rally? Did they not inform him that undecided voters do not surf Truth Social all day and are not in the QAnon rabbit hole of ridiculousness? Let's take a call from one of our favorite callers, Mark from Prairie du Sac. What did you think of the debate, my friend?
She thoroughly mistressed him. I mean, that she just had him control the entire time. That I think she knocked him out of this. She knocked him off his heels when she actually walked over and shook his hand, showing just how classy she is. And Trump was just glowering the whole time. You know, that I don't think his lips might have twitched upwards a few times, but most of the time he just glowered. And I mean, that for all these right-wing pundits that are saying, well, it's so unfair for them to fact-check, Donald Trump, that any decent moderator, when he says an outright lie, like saying, well, they murder babies after birth, has to call that out.
Has to fact check, yes. The fact checking was so light touch. I totally agree with you. And it was on the most ridiculous things. We are now joined by my very special guest. I'm going to call her a co-host because we've done it together before. I can think of no one better than to ask, what did you think of the debate, than Milwaukee County Board Chairman and my good friend and yours, Marcelia Nicholson. Welcome back, Marcy.
Hey, Maggie. Hey, viewers. What a strong and confident performance last night from our Madam Vice President. It was a debate, one of the best debates I've seen on the Democratic side. She handled herself beautifully. She handled tough questions well. She stayed focused on the issues. She used her intelligence, her brilliance, her empathy as a woman who grew up in a middle class to connect with viewers. We got to know her better. She spoke about her childhood. She spoke about what inspired her, whether it was her second mom, who was a small business owner, or the friend she had as a child who experienced abuse and yes. inspired her to be a prosecutor and put bad guys like Trump away. She switched smoothly between talking about her policies and her plans. She called the GOP out for their failures. She showed why she has the experience and the readiness to lead. And I thought she did an incredible job at showing why she should be our next president.
Marcy, I'm going to say this to you because I was thinking of you while I was watching the debate. You are, in many ways, I think, I can see many of the characteristics of the vice president in you. I want to talk a little bit more about that, especially what it means as a young Black woman in politics, because the rules are different. And boy, I think she just changed the game potentially forever. I'm joined by County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. Keep it locked. More debate talk when we return after these brief messages.
May the last one burn into flame.